You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. Today is the Tuesday, 23rd of July 2019, and as you may have heard, and you're probably still listening to it, a faint echo of it at any rate, Monday blues all over Dalal Street. What specific tunes we heard and what can we expect over the course of today is what I bring to you as usual on this edition of A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Monday blues to start the week indeed. It was the third consecutive day of decline, which pushed the index below 11,400 levels on an intraday basis. The index found support near 200 days exponential moving average. The fall in the benchmark indices was largely due to muted global cues, mixed earnings from India Inc., which reflected signs of a slowdown in the economy, persistent selling by foreign investors, and a fall in key heavyweight stocks in the banking pack. As we know, the HDFC twins lost about $6.3 billion worth of market capitalization just yesterday. The market is likely to remain volatile ahead of the F&O expiry on the 25th of July. The next big support for the index is placed at 200-day exponential moving average, which is placed at 11,294, and below that 200-day moving average level placed at 11,127. In terms of sectoral losers, the BSE Finance Index fell 2.2%, the BSE FMCG Index was down 1.4%, and BankEx was down 1.4%. The rupee depreciated by 12 paise to close at 68.92 against the American dollar yesterday, tracking heavy losses in the domestic equity market and a spike in crude oil prices following Iran's seizure of a British tanker. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 1,916 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for 1,829 crore rupees, according to provisional data. As usual, the big news I bring to you today is going to be from the earnings front. As many as 34 companies will be declaring their results for the quarter ended June later today. That list of names includes CRISIL, HDFC Life Insurance, Hindustan Unilever, L&T, Mahindra & Mahindra Financial Services, NIIT Tech, and Z Entertainment. We have some estimates available to us from Motilal Oswal. Hindustan Unilever, PAT is likely to grow by 10.9% year-on-year. L&T, PAT likely to grow by 17% year-on-year. And Z Entertainment, PAT is likely to grow by 18% year-on-year. The other piece of news I bring to you has to do with the National Stock Exchange deciding to remove another 9 stocks from futures and options segment with effect from the 27th of September, which are these names: Arvind Engineers India, Hindustan Zinc, MCX, Raymond, IDBI Bank are among the 9 stocks which will be excluded from the derivative segment. Quick look at the technical charts. Nifty has formed a hammer-like candle on the daily charts, which suggests a rebound after witnessing a fall from a high of 11,982 on the 5th of July. The index is trading near key support levels and should ideally see a technical bounce back, according to experts. The market sentiments are still in favor of bears, so if the index breaks 200 DEMA decisively, then there could be sharp selling pressure. In case a pullback rally materializes, then a modest target of 11,450 to 11,490 can be expected in the next couple of trading sessions, according to experts. Contrary to this, on a decisive close below 11,297, this corrective swing shall initially get extended further towards 11,108, according to them. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,297, 11,398, and 11,500. Maximum call open interest seen at 11,600 and 11,500. Maximum put open interest at 11,300 and 11,200. Stocks in the news that we'll be keeping a close eye on over the course of today. Kotak Mahindra Bank yesterday said its standalone profit in the April to June period grew 32.7% year-on-year to 1,360.2 crore rupees. Chennai-based TVS Motor reported a 5.5% decline in consolidated net profit at 151.24 crore rupees for the first quarter ended 30th of June. United Spirits yesterday reported a 25.66% jump in consolidated net profit at 181.7 crore rupees in the first quarter. The company had posted a consolidated net profit of 144.6 crore rupees in the year-ago quarter. United Spirits said so in a regulatory filing. So TVS, United Spirits and Kotak Mahindra will be on our radar today. And finally, we spoke to HDFC Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be one buy call and two sell calls. MCX has a buy call, last trading price of 877 rupees, target 940 rupees, stop loss 840 rupees for an upside of 7%. State Bank of India has a sell call, last trading price of 351 rupees, target 330 rupees, stop loss at 363 rupees, downside of 6%. Bata India has a sell call as well, last trading price of 1,280 rupees, target 1,200, stop loss 1,325, downside of 6%. So MCX with a buy call and SBI and Bata India with sell calls from HDFC Securities. That's it. That's everything you need to know about trade today. Here's hoping that the stock market gods will smile down upon you over the course of today. And I'll, of course, see you later in the evening. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.